Welcome to this episode of the SuCast. This is number 40. So that's, 40 episodes. I would like to say it was 40 weeks, but it wasn't because I missed some of the weeks here. We just rounded up week number 5 of the MPL Philippines. And it's kind of crazy to think about that, right? But also watched an amazing grand finals. Actually, two grand finals yesterday, the best I could, of course, over in MPL Cambodia and also MPL Malaysia, both going 7 games. That was amazing. So I'm excited to see what happens for MPL Philippines, but that's not what this episode's about. We're going to be talking about a very interesting topic, I would say, in this one that some people have voiced their concerns about. Some people have already talked about a lot online. And could even directly affect me in the future, right? So this episode, we're going to be talking about AI and the possibility and the impact of what that has on our futures. So get yourself some coffee, some tea, a beer, whatever you're drinking, some water. Stay hydrated, and let's get to it. So for those that don't know, AI, and I'm sure there's a lot of you that already know what this is. It's artificial intelligence. And, you know, back then, like years ago, this is something that literally was just in the imagination of a lot of people. It was in a lot of movies and, you know, books and whatnot and pop culture, obviously. But I feel like now we're getting to a reality where a lot of people are being exposed to AI, right, for the first time. And I think it's something that everybody thought would be obviously amazing to have, but a lot of people didn't consider the kind of impact it could have on our lives, right? In a positive and a negative way, of course. So, I mean, initially, even when I started thinking about AI coming to the workplace and whatnot in our lives, it was just natural for me to go back and think about, like, I don't know, the Terminator movies, right? Way back then, and how, you know, it was AI versus the world, like robots, basically artificial intelligence. And I'm not saying like that's where we're going to end up, hopefully, you know, but who knows really in the distant future. But hopefully there's things in place to keep that from going. But I think the immediate thing that we have to be concerned about is what AI is actually capable of. And I think the main thing is people worried about their jobs. You know, I posted something that was shared. I think it was GMA, or I can't 100% remember, but it was for the NCAA thing, and you guys will know what I'm talking about. It was the basically the two AI commentators that they had, and I don't know if they're actually like doing, for example, play-by-play or something along those lines. I think they were just doing like intros and outros, or maybe spiels and stuff like that. You know, I don't know how extensive they go because I don't watch the NCAA, but definitely people were concerned, and there was a lot of sharing of that post when it went around, right? And I guess that's where we're headed. You know, you can't really, even if you're against it, you can't really stop that kind of growth in the industry and some of these companies and organizations that want to go ahead and implement AI. Because the truth is, guys, like everybody is eventually going to have some form of AI into their business, because really most businesses are just looking for ways to save money and also save time. And that's what AI will do, right? Of course, you're going to have to pay for the AI, most likely, however it's packaged and sold in the future. But that's what most businesses are concerned about. So if you can get an AI to do something where you don't have to consistently pay someone, that's what they're looking at. Like, it's a numbers game, right? It's unfortunate that that's the way, because obviously what that means on the other side is that human beings, these people that have these jobs, might get replaced, or in some cases will get replaced, right? That's kind of the hard truth that we have to be prepared for. And, you know, that's the main topic here for this episode. Like I said, I think a big part of it is, once again, the current landscape that we're in for AI right now is that things are starting to be implemented. I know all of you guys listening to this probably in some form or another have used AI, right? Whether that's through ChatGPT or AI editor, or, you know, something along those lines. And I'm sure when you found it, you're initially thinking like, oh, damn, this is awesome. You know, this saves me so much time. This helps me write my articles, write my homework, write this, write that, or edit my clips and, you know, all this stuff. And it's great. But then at the same time, you start to think in a broader perspective in terms of careers, in terms of industries being affected by this. And a lot of you guys that might be in school might be thinking too, well, I'm in this course for journalism, or I'm in this course for editing and, you know, communications and all this stuff. Well, what if I graduate? And by the time I graduate, whether that's in a couple of years or a few years from now, there's AI everywhere. You know what I mean? So I think that's a valid worry for a lot of people, a valid concern for a lot of people right now. So, you know, the challenges and concerns out there for the majority of people are going to be obviously their job security, job safety in the future, because we know how fast things can develop and evolve over the course of just a few years even. So specifically here in the Philippines, there's already been articles going out about this, right? Literally, over the past couple months, I would say I've seen multiple articles, even from Dole, you know, preparing for the impact of automation in the workplaces, right? That was one specific article I remember. I think it was in the PhilStar or something like that. And, they talked about, like, one of the main things here is we can't stop AI being implemented in the workplace, but what we can do is make sure that everything that transition is guided. There's obviously also a certain way to deploy AI in the workplace, you know, so you're not just wiping out a whole workforce and putting AI there, you know, obviously. The other thing about that too is, I remember they urged people to not be like in a position where everyone's going to get replaced, because one thing that's important, I think the schools really need to catch up on this too. Like, you know how typically in the Philippines we're behind by like years in terms of updating the curriculum and whatnot, or just development in general in the Philippines. We need to really focus on training people to have skills with AI. I think that needs to be done immediately, at least, if not this year, next year for sure, because the people that have skills with AI will be the ones that are being hired, will be the ones that help manage or, you know, deal with the AI systems that are in place. You know, obviously, there's only so many people that they could hire for that, but that's still important. Not only that, but I think one thing that you cannot have AI do, at least for now, maybe in the next 5 to 10 years, who knows? But I would say, obviously, a human, the human compassion, or like the heart, you know, the spirit is obviously very different. I mean, one of the most noticeable things differently here was the fact when, again, those sport, quote unquote, sport commentators showed up, you can clearly tell they're AI, right? I mean, and it's very different, because I think that's a majority of what you guys commented on the post that I shared when that first came out, was like, you know, AI is, yes, AI is a reality, but I mean, come on, they don't have the emotion that, for example, these other casters have, whether that's in sports or esports. I mean, can you imagine a AI trying to basically cast an MLBB hype game match? You know, I'm sure it wouldn't sound very good right now, but who's to say in the next decade or so, or maybe even shorter than that, they somehow are able to emulate or copy even like Manjean, for example, or me, for example, or anyone, or hell, even Mirko in Indonesia, right? Who's known for his very emotional play-by-play ability. Who's to say that a computer one day won't be able to just download all the VODs out there and learn and copy that? You know what I mean? So like, that is something that is, it's kind of a scary reality, but it's the truth. It's something that we have to deal with. And even for us commentators, yes, we know, like right now, AI commentators are not going to match up to their human counterparts, obviously, right? But that's not to say that there aren't organizations out there or companies that, let's say they start a, you know, down the road, they start a little tournament and they don't want to actually hire casters for it. They would rather just get AI. That's a choice that people will be able to make. You know what I mean? And of course, like, the live audience will probably be able to notice that right away. and they'll probably flame and throw shade everywhere. But again, these are reality things that could happen in our lives in the next years to come, basically. So that's why I'm saying, like, if you guys are listening to this and you're in school or you're in work already, I would highly suggest you start upskilling. And that's probably a term you've heard before, either upskill, reskill, you know, whatever it may be. Because what we have to do is we have to adapt. And that's always something that I've been doing now for years, is trying to upskill myself and even reskill, like learning all the stuff I'm involved in now. It took me a long time to figure out. And this was like 3 years ago, you know, when I started, especially transitioning from the traditional teaching method as a teacher to where I am today. Like, there was a lot of skills that I had to learn and apply to find myself where I am, you know? So that would be one of the biggest things that I tell you guys, is if I can urge anything, it's to, number one, accept that AI is going to be in our market, in our industry, whatever it is, whatever we're involved in, there'll be some form of it. So if you can familiarize yourself with it, that would be a great start. And another one would just be, you know, basically reskilling yourself in a way that you have a fallback, like whatever your job is now. And I'm even talking about, you know, writers and BPO. I think BPO jobs are also probably at a higher risk right now, because, you know, some of these companies might just put an AI in place of a lot of these BPO companies. And we know that the Philippines has a ton of people working in the BPO industry, right? So for you guys that might be working in that right now, it might be a good idea to start learning another skill, right? Just in case, or at least if not another skill, familiarize yourself with AI so that you still have the ability to help manage AI in your industry currently, right? I think, again, a lot of people will be impacted by this. And that's why even now, if you just type in Google AI impact in the Philippines, you'll see a ton of articles and everything about it, right? The other thing too is just dealing with, even in my case, like esports down the road with AI. We could eventually have, like I said, commentators, AI commentators in some esports places. Again, this is also on the whims of if the companies or organizations want to go that route, right? But I think at the end of the day, no matter what, whether AI is taking place of commentators or production side, writing side, one thing you definitely can't replace is the human emotions, the heart, the spirit. And at least for now, and at least for, I think, the years to come in terms of like the short term, but maybe in the long term, you know, that's something that might end up happening. So again, something to consider and think about while you are going through either school or maybe you're already in the workforce. And like I said, reskilling, upskilling is something that you really want to do. And there's lots and lots of sources out there, free and paid, that you can go check out. One of my favorites, obviously, not sponsored by the way, but Skillshare is an amazing platform and website where you can learn a ton of different things and skills. And obviously it's paid, but it's something I've used in the past and a lot of people that I know have used. So might want to check something like that out to go ahead and, you know, upskill basically, because that's one of the main things here. And this has been something that's been said a lot, even when people are talking about freelancing. You know, it's part of the whole freelancing area where people always say, you know, you got to upskill, you got to reskill, you got to do this, you got to do that, and all that hustle culture stuff, you know. But I think it is something that everybody wants to kind of focus on when they can, because obviously the world evolves, we evolve, and so we have to, like, we can't just stay stagnant, right? So definitely check those out. Again, AI is happening. It is a concern. People are already writing and talking about it a lot. And I think if you are listening to this, you might want to start putting a plan into action to deal with this. Again, it's better to be prepared for that time when it does come and it might affect you than to just be blindsided by it and, you know, not have a plan, not have prepared at all. So hopefully you guys can figure something out along the lines that helps you. If you guys have any questions or you want to go ahead and message me your thoughts about it, feel free to. We'll probably do another episode once again about this whole topic, especially when I start having some guests here on the podcast to talk some more about this, especially experts in the field. So yeah, that's it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys in the next week's episode on the Suitcast. GG, WP.